Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
So we've got a drive moment.
We do indeed.
Unexpected, surprising things that happened right outside your house, or maybe even your yard. When we think of home, we think of a peaceful, predictable space. Residents in different regions of the world this past week woke up to find out some unexpected surprises, either inside their yard or just outside of their gates. In Norway, for instance, a cargo ship crashed into a man's front garden, missing his home when he was sleeping by just a few meters. Johan Helbeck had been sound asleep when a 135-meter-long container ship ran aground Thursday morning in the Trondheimsfjord of Bynaset in Trondheim. That is in Norway. In Mzansi this week, of course, residents in Gordons Bay were woken up to the sound of a massive southern elephant seal. Did you see that footage?
Scary.
It is huge.
Shucks, I felt sorry for the seal because you're like, it's not comfortable.
Yeah.
It's unfamiliar.
Fortunately, they managed to sedate it. And I think 9 hours later, it went back home.
Oh, no.
Nice.
So, yeah, those are a couple of examples. I think with me, I know that everyone knows where my house is, the one in Sunning Hill by the prison. If you've been to Lyokop Road, if you've been to, if you know where Lyokop Prison is, not on the main road, but on the other entrance, via Malindi next to Chili Lane Shopping Center, there's a... If you're not used to that road, if you're coming down, there are a couple of humps, and they're there for a reason. Because there's a sharp curve or a sharp bend. If you make a mistake, you end up in my neighbor's house or the apartments. And I've seen like 3-4 cars. The wall wide open.
Oh, no.
And I even got to a point where the insurance guys have the nerve to come to my house to ask me questions saying, what do you think happened here? I'm like, you can see there's a couple of humps, and this person obviously is not familiar with this road. Yeah, so they decided to, they were probably doing 120 kilometers per hour.
Yeah, balash.
And you know when you hit a hump at that speed?
Yeah.
You lose complete control of the car. I think 3-4 cars.
Yeah, because you become airborne.
Have ended there. The wall, but fortunately I think the wall was strong enough, you know, to prevent those cars from going into someone's house. Yes.
Oh wow.
So next
I
mean, already the surname is so problematic.
Jess,
let's go.
Jess,
let's go.
It's happening. So I think it was around 3:30 in the morning. When Caesar, Womtad is a big guy, you know, cover foot. So, the guy toilet. Not 3 XN. A toilet is a machine on a pan.
Yeah, no, I know. Yes. Even in Pimville.
Yes, on a pan. Maratung and Uvulumyang, a toilet, there's someone inside the toilet. I'm like, why no moon the toilet? So, Afruk Vulangan, it was a gorilla.
Excuse me.
A curse.
No.
And she has the gorilla yagu ipi family.
Oh, okay.
So about that.
Oh, they took on each other. Mom Tagat had a fight ne gorilla from past 3 up until 20 to 5 in the morning. Masakala uba blue. Yad the gorilla. It's like they say half. It's like they say half.
You follow us go to the daddy pegelele. If match ye gorilla no babum tagat ni pegelele.
And we're gonna lead the timelines, eh?
Ni pegelele. Who's in the 5 o'clock?
Yeah.
The gorilla is still fighting. The toilet is half. What a mess.
Yeah,
story.
Gorilla. Eating
your boy.
Because it was. It's kind. This is a true story.
No. It's
this
not.
Is. Okay, it's fine. That's what happened
in
my story. Unexpected things that happened next to my house.
So it's funny that you talk about ubabum tagati num tagati we gorilla, right?
For almost 2 hours.
Yeah.
And he's got nothing on babum tagati.
he passed on.
Ubaba Mthakathi? From the fight?
No.
Oh.
Right.
Baba, that's what you... it's funny that you say that, right? I have a friend, right? It's a arobeti, nebaso kenyu roof, right? So roof eteng nele maseng. Initially, I don't know, maybe kima kundwan. No, like rustling on the roof, nothing he take. Hi, man. It was not a gorilla. But it feels like a big print.
Mm.
It doesn't feel like mousing and a feet. Hwelete, ahwelete, haul, funele papa, papa, itzwa. Habatwa, they found a rabbit, right? Aiming like a gorilla. So it's big. You know the rabbits are go, like the moving
kangaroo,
like Batman,
yeah,
like a very short kangaroo.
Yes.
But it and a little it was nightish. Now, but who and that about who would like a cayenne pepper? Oh, but I'll tell that to you because obviously it looks like
so they hold a cayenne pepper into the
go and toy, you know. And eventually, it was a serious thing. They called the church, Jarate, I could clean you, I had raising a tracing. He did not fight.
What happened to the rabbit?
By Bahonohi, Kenya into something, dumped it somehow.
Trade passed on from the cayenne pepper.
The rabbit died from the cayenne pepper and the chrof salt.
063 Basalwana 688-0959. Unexpected, surprising things that happen right outside your house. You know my story, it is true.
No, I'm not lying. This is not a lie. I'm not lying, I promise. I'm not lying.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
The weirdest, most craziest thing I've ever witnessed outside my house was a guy, Otlalekoneni, who was shot. This was 2 months ago. They shot his arm because they were trying to mug one of the ladies at the local tuck shop. So I think he was trying to go help her because she was screaming and they literally shot him. Mas puma sonke, he was lying on the street and his brothers came rushing out. We could literally see blood and everything. That was the scariest thing ever.
Izinto ziyenzeka ezimbila ngaphandle. Mina ngagijinswa ngesibhamu ngithi ngiyovala igate. Kanti amajita agqekeza emakuleni lapha yana so kahle kahle kusho ukuthi ngibe ba disturbing.
Ambukene abogcoka amapijama.
Guys, so guys, the weirdest thing happened. So I didn't believe Skumba's story. Obviously, I think all of you guys didn't. So Skumba calls his mom, Mama wa Arab. Mama, ubabu mthakathi begalwa nani e toilet? Mama wa Arab, imfe.
Yeah, you guys should have recorded that conversation, eh?
I am blown away at the things that happen in Tembisa. I am completely
floored. First of all, when I no kwacha nubula I can pepper. Ngiseza lapho.
No, mara ba mupakile like spiritual.
Then wabula spirits in the kind pepper. No kwacha ubula I spirit and kind pepper and a prayer.
Yes.
The whole rabbit died.
Because it was
a woman. No. I got home to shy or something. By telling a kind of paper.
By
Tandazel. Yeah, Sean. Really? Get out of here, Thomas.
You have time to cook it for Who's the name?
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
So, ladies and gentlemen, our drive moment. Unexpected, surprising things that happened right outside your house.
Oh, Batong. Nah, this one is not my house, but my colleague's house. So, Ari, they woke up. Come on, my 7. Can I get a 7? Ir. I think the girl was drugged, so whatever name of drug killer, name who he is. Hey, but Tumba Butim. Can I go to burps? Can I go in?
So we had a block of single story apartments facing our street, so it created a sort of T. And all the outside facing apartments had these big sliding doors. The one morning, we wake up and there's a car right in someone's dining room because they took the wrong road and turned into our street. And they thought it was oncoming traffic. And tiki reflection, yeah, sliding door. Yeah. It was a sight to see. Shame. Can't say who it was and which town, but those who know.
Anyway, but la ujwezo rashem zalela gutene tema kwa tema and springs li Niger utabona dust. There was a time mikizo moko papinyane mwe mukasi agi fita ko Sharon Park agi kena ukilo wabona piva kwa location ngotole piva tuweba edu nangu mezi nye kholo e piva ite mote liko springs liko Niger.
I'm sure liko tembiza
piva.
I'm sure liko tembiza tem piva bakholo harika e bata handle ite ngko tembiza.
Do we have them in the country? People, most South Africa, we don't.
But
I know in America they have them, and they're very smart animals.
I know.
A bigger lechot. I'm a zinyago, no? Go for
it. Are you googling a beaver in Tembe?
Yes. Has a beaver ever been spotted in Tembe?
Nah,
I know. I know there's a celebrity. I can't remember his name. Years ago, I think he got so high that he thought his neighbor's house was his house. Walked in and they found him sleeping.
Oh my word.
I know a comedian that has been so high, he parked his car on the foyer, a casino.
No ban.
What?
Like foyer.
Okay, Nijo.
Wangena.
Yeah, because the entrance is big enough.
Yeah, a boardwalk casino in Quebec. And it entrance akho ndinqanyana
what
drive ikari ovuleka iminyango kraza nga ichayisa iminyango imela yavuleka and the practice car just next to reception and then wavaya olala
ubani
ngicocela off air
ayi asijwayela sikhumba and you only like lalela
John Flismas.
Ah, ushilo sikhumba
John Flismas.
Yeah
John.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Guys, if there was no cameras at my cousin's place, Bengzum Piggies, Sabonu Tagati, a Kemerini, Labandla Abakashibake, it's a woman, and in her 40s, and her two daughters, 15 and 14. Into bebazi yenza lapha ejardin baphenduka bavenishe ubone nje isithunzi into engathi lihlo eliyi-1 ijumper enye ngathi izositha ilo icamera the other camera ngapha iya capture we guys ubuthakathi bukhona yazi ubuthakathi bukhona.
Mina ngihlale elokishini lakasikhumba. Usikhumba le nto ayikhulumayo iqiniso. Besiphuza kwenye ithaveni badizwe lisha sithaveni. Mina nomngane wami ngabo-1 besiphuma ethaveni sithi siyolala. Nasihamba siye emadladleni nomngane wami siphethe amabhili. Umnumzane wavele siphakade esitradini sisendaweni. Akekho watshela omunye ukuthi masibaleke. Salahla la mabhiya sadla phansi. Lento le yadabula apha asazi ukuthi yaphelelaphi.
Ngiyanibuza futhi kwenzakalani Thembisa? Kwenzakalani Thembisa?
So because but now because there's so many successful people coming out of Thembisa Bushims, seritlo re babofile.
Kuka National Park. Kuna mapinga, kuna gorilla, kuna bomnumzane. Ki Kruger.
You guys should work hard.
Gigi tsengata ubonile amagigi ka Shims.
Yeah.
No school, we
just got this other gig called what is it?
Tomorrowland.
One of the best gigs in the world.
Yeah.
Uskumba.
Skumba uregisa tikitse day 2 ne. After 3 weeks
so sold out.
Sold out.
How our guys are we getting this again?
My story ne, it was 2004 around month end August. I was fighting a chicken midnight, like the whole night from around 12:20 until around 4. I don't know what happened. The chicken just disappeared like nothing had ever happened. So and I was all alone in the house. Yo, and I think I know where the chicken is coming from. Batwalimpopo. I know where the chicken was coming from.
Hey yane as a selection. Tell me about that. That's my story.
This was about 20 years ago. We found candles that were lit outside our gate. There were about 7 candles lit by the gate, still burning. This was around 4 a.m. and we were woken up by neighbors that were on their way to work, because some people wake up quite early, and alerting us, Sorkanto, what's going on? Not only were there candles, there were also pigeon heads that were cut. So some pigeons were cut somewhere. The whole dissection, feathers, you know, the works left by our gate. It became such a huge mess. But yeah, that's what happened.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.